Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, we're wrapping up shop here. Linnell Willingham, Burgundy and Gold today, coming up at 4 o'clock. So why don't we get into it? As we mentioned, did not do the picks last week because I was on vacay in Madrid with the Commanders. And the last time we were out, 4-2. Overall on the year, 30-24, and away we go. Game number one. Yes, game number one. We've already kind of talked about it. Giants, Detroit, no Jackson Dart. Giants defense kind of disappointing in terms of pass rush and all that. Detroit, no Sam Laporta. Looks like the rest of the way. That's a big loss. But Detroit, 9 points on the road against Philly's tough defense. You know they're going to be champing at the bit. 2 weeks ago, they came into FedEx or Northwest Stadium and laid an ass whooping on one of the doormats of the NFC East. I think they do that again this week in Detroit at Ford Field. Give me Detroit minus the 12.5 against Jameis and maybe even eventually Russ Wilson and the New York Giants. Game two. Aaron Rodgers is banged up, right? I know it's not his throwing arm. I got it. But something's not right there. And this Bears defense, even though they're going to be missing a couple of key players, they are opportunistic. They're getting, it looks like, Kyler Gordon back. They force turnovers. And they get after you a little bit on that front. Pittsburgh, they don't run the ball well. Their passing game is largely dink and dunk with the tight ends. Occasionally, they'll take a stretch shot with DK Metcalf. The Bears at home feeling their oats. Special teams been pretty good for them. Again, defense opportunistic. Caleb playing better and more consistent. You know Benny Johnson's got something cooked up. Give me the Bears. -2.5 against the Pittsburgh Steelers at Soldier Field on the banks of Lake Michigan. Game number three. The Kansas City Chiefs fighting for their lives. That's right. The team that all they do is go to the Super Bowl. They don't always win it, but all they do is go to the Super Bowl at 5-5. But they're 4-1 at Arrowhead, including a win over the Commanders. 5-5 overall, they know, and a short week ahead to Thanksgiving at Dallas, they know they have to win this game. Indianapolis, again, has been struggling the last two times out off their bye. A lot of turnovers. I see kind of the same thing again here. Unless Indianapolis can just run it all day and run it down and run it all over Kansas City's defense, which I don't see. As good as Jonathan Taylor is, I see Kansas City with a little bit of a bounce back here. Go to 6-5. We'll see about Thanksgiving. Give me the Chiefs at home, at Arrowhead, to sort of save their season. -3.5 are the Chiefs. I'll take them in game three of our Super Sunday six-pack. Game four. Joe Burrow might be back for the Cincinnati Bengals. We're waiting for official word. Haven't seen it yet. That is the expectation because he's been full go in practice. But do they wait an extra game? Does Cincinnati, with a short week ahead to Thursday night in Baltimore? We will see. It's what I would do. Mike Vrabel and the Patriots coming to town. Drake May, Trevion Henderson back in Weehio. Give me the New England Patriots. -7 road faves in the Natty. Even if Joe Burrow plays, that number will go down if Joe Burrow is announced as the starting quarterback. It'll probably be like 4.5, 5, I would guess. But I'll lay the 7. I'll lay the 7. Green Bay and Minnesota for game 5 of our Super Sunday six-pack. J.J. McCarthy has been on the struggle bus. It doesn't seem like Justin Jefferson is treating him like A.J. Brown treats Jalen Hurts. But remember, J.J. McCarthy is still essentially in his rookie plus year after the injury all year last year and then the injury this year that knocked him out. He's still, I don't even know if you would say a rookie plus, going into Lambeau Field where the Packers haven't been dominant this year, are 6-3-1, but have had some disappointing performances against teams that, you know, people looked at as doormats. At Cleveland, loss. Home against Carolina, last time out. Now, Carolina is obviously bouncing back here, due partially to that win in Green Bay. I don't think the Packers get caught with their pants around their ankles again. I think they get a home win. I think Jordan Love, even against a tough, aggressive, blitzing Brian Flores defense, gets just enough. I think the Green Bay Packers find a way to win this game and cover the 6 points at Lambeau Field against the Minnesota Vikings and J.J. McCarthy. Game 6. Normally, we pick every Commanders game. Thankfully, there is no Commanders game. So give me the game of the week in the NFC East and, I think, in the NFL overall. The Dallas Cowboys, on a short week off the Monday night demolition of the Las Vegas Raiders. Philadelphia, off the Sunday night win at home against the Detroit Lions. Philly's defense should be able to go toe-to-toe, punch-for-punch with Dallas's offense. But here's why I think the Cowboys could win this game. The Cowboys have not one, but two great receivers. And Dak Prescott certainly is playing at an ultra-high level. I think Dallas defense a little bit better. I think they might be able to get after Philly with all of their injuries on their offensive line. Jalen Hurts is in the crosshairs. A.J. Brown might quit on this team. Saquon hasn't really gotten on track. At home in Dallas, must-win game for the Cowboys. I don't think the Cowboys are looking ahead to the Chiefs. I think the Cowboys avenge what was a close game in the season opener in Philadelphia. Give me the Cowboys. How about them Cowboys? Cowboy B. +3.5 over the Philadelphia Eagles. So, Detroit -12.5 over AMAC's New York Giants and no Jackson Dart. The Bears -2.5. Benny Johnson and the Bears -2.5 over Pittsburgh and their inconsistent offense. Kansas City -3.5 in a must-win, save-your-season type game at home against Indianapolis, -3.5. New England -7 against the Bengals. Maybe Joe Burrow's back. Maybe he's not. Either way, I think New England's defense and running game. Oh, and that Drake May fellow, that helps. Green Bay -6 at home against Minnesota. And J.J. McCarthy and the Cowboys +3.5 over Philadelphia. Now, as far as the top six teams in the NFL, just as quickly we go, the last time we did this, we had Seattle #1, New England #2, Philadelphia #3, the Rams #4, Tampa Bay #5, and they play each other on Sunday night, and Buffalo #6.
number six.
Because Seattle, I think, has played a tougher schedule, but they are coming off of a bad, yet bad performance by Sam Darnold, but yet a competitive loss on the road to the Rams. I think the Seattle Seahawks still get the nod for me over New England and Philadelphia, but...
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Here's the rub. The Los Angeles Rams beat Seattle, didn't they? Yeah, they forced all those turnovers. And this Sunday night, they host Baker Mayfield and the Tampa Bay Bucks, who might be getting Bucky Irvin back. But the Rams are 8-2, 4-1 at home. Stafford playing great. Nacua, everything else in between. Defense, tremendous. I'm going with the Rams as my number one team. Number one in the NFL. The Rams, number one. Over the Seattle Seahawks, who, yes, I'm going to go with at number two, even though they had a bad loss last week. It was still competitive enough at the end, despite how poorly they played on offense. Their defense is really good, too, Seattle. Number three, the New England Patriots. We'll see how they handle the Cincinnati Bengals. Remember, they won week one with Joe Burrow in Cincinnati last year. Way different team on both sides. But give me New England number three. They drop from number two. Philadelphia drops from number three to number four. Too much acrimony. Too much eh. Don't know about the offense. I don't know how you could. Not all Jalen Hurts' fault. Certainly not Kevin Petullo's fault. Give me Philadelphia at number four, dropping from number three. Now, as we go through this, how about this? How about them apples, right? The Chicago Bears make their debut in the top six. That's right. The Bears at 7-3. Oh, they force all those turnovers. And Caleb Williams is finally playing like everybody thought Caleb Williams would. At home against the Steelers, a very winnable game to go 8-3. The Bears make their season debut in the Super Sunday six-pack. And number six. Where are we going to go for number six? I've been denying Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers a lot of the year because of all their injuries. But now, they have Brock Purdy back. They're at home against the Carolina Panthers on Monday night. I think the Panthers are plucky. I think the 49ers find a way to win that game. They're 7-point favorites. I don't know if they win by seven, but I'm going to put the San Francisco 49ers back in the top six at number six. So You have the Rams as the new number one team. The Seahawks, who they beat last week, number two. Mostly because of the competition and schedule and conference and all that. Over a better record, New England team, who comes in at number three. Philadelphia at number four, both down a spot. Number five, Chicago in to the top six. And San Francisco at six. And that means Tampa and Buffalo drop out. So there you have that. Coming up, dum-dum of the day to wrap up the show, wrap up the week, and get the pace set to head off to Weehio. Get out of my way, baby. That's next on the Team 980.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.